As the United States tries to decide the extent of its participation in the racism conference that begins tomorrow in South Africa, it is waging a battle over another UN conference, a special session on children, scheduled for mid-September. Delegates in New York are behind closed doors trying to reach a compromise on a draft document. The U.S. opposes references to reproductive health services and the rights of children. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
Earlier this week, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the U.S. wants to make sure that the draft document does not contain language that advances abortion. Boucher said the U.S. also objects to any references to the Convention on the Rights of the Child. The convention has been ratified by all nations except the United States and Somalia. Participants in the negotiations say the major sticking point is the language on reproductive health. Carol Bellamy is director of the United Nations Children's Fund. She says the draft document is devoted to serious health issues, such as infant mortality and prenatal and postnatal care.
It is not about abortion. It never has been about abortion, and certainly the work of UNICEF is not about abortion.
But diplomats say the U.S. is concerned that the phrase reproductive health services, which does appear in the draft, is understood to include abortion. Teresa Wagner is special counsel on life issues with the Conservative Family Research Council, which is represented in the U.S. delegation.
Family Research Council sees that public health issues have become hopelessly politicized, especially in the U.N., since the abortion lobby forever tries to include abortion in matters of public health and specifically health care for children. Reproductive services is a nebulous phrase that abortion-minded people tend to think includes abortion rather than what we support, which is providing health care and focusing on authentic health care and nutrition for children.
Congresswoman Carol Maloney, a New York Democrat, is one of the members of Congress who sent a letter to Secretary of State Colin Powell objecting to the U.S. position.
I find it absolutely ridiculous that they are disturbed over using a phrase that has been part of U.S. law, been part of many international agreements, the World Conference in 94 in Cairo, the World Conference on Women's Issues in 95. And they're trying to really roll back and repeal language that 191 nations have agreed to.
Diplomats say the Bush administration hardened its position in June after a late-night meeting at which the U.S. pressed other delegates to define the phrase reproductive health services. As the diplomats tell it, a Canadian representative responded that it could include abortion. Canada's position is that reproductive health services can mean abortion in countries where the procedure is legal. That remark triggered a U.S. campaign to eliminate the phrase, which the Clinton administration pushed to include in previous U.N. documents on population and women. Francois Gerard has been involved in the negotiations as senior program officer with the International Women's Health Coalition. She says the Bush administration has been taking a variety of positions that she characterizes as retrograde.
Yesterday, they were even attacking a language paragraph on providing rehabilitation services for girls in armed conflict. The reason they gave eventually when pressed as to why they were objecting to this language is that that could be construed as calling for a provision of reproductive health services for girls, girls who've been raped or who have been taken as sexual slaves or otherwise sexually abused.
The U.S. position on reproductive health and children's rights creates an unusual alliance, Washington siding with conservative Muslim countries such as Sudan and Iran against Europe, Canada, and other industrialized democracies. UNICEF's Carol Bellamy predicts the dispute eventually will be resolved, although probably not until the last minute. And the State Department says the U.S. fully intends to send a high-level delegation. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.